Our word for today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. These words, it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Because we know the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, he will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, hallelujah. And by the power of his spirit, we can listen, we can empathize, we can communicate the good news of Jesus Christ to all those that Jesus brings into our life. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you. Good morning. It is a good day to talk about how we can share the good news of our Lord with others. And this text says, faith says it's time to speak. Faith says it's time to testify about who this Lord is, not only in our lives, but for others as well. This section of the Bible is speaking about the confidence that we can have as God's people, as Christian people, living our lives in this world, in spite of ourselves sometimes too. There's a confidence born of faith because we know the one who lived and who died and who rose again for us, and he did all of this for all as well. And we get to be his people in this world. And we need that good news now more than ever, don't we? I mean, just look at you have to say it this way now, the webpage headlines. Look at what's going on out there, the growing global despair, the wars, the rumors of wars. You know, I hate to tell you this, but the age of Aquarius was the most brutal age of all. Wow. More and more people are becoming hopeless or losing a sense of hope. There's a never-ending wave of bad news, and that's why it's even better now to be testifying about the good news of Jesus Christ that holds people even today. You know, and even in our nation, too, we're struggling with these kinds of things. I mean, never has our nation been more confused about the basic issues of life, and yet so confident that they can solve all the problems of the world. Wow. And we're sent into this world with a message of grace and hope and peace and joy. Never has there been a time greater. Well, maybe. But now's the time. And faith says it's time to speak. Now, have you heard about the Google 2.0x initiative? Have you heard about this? See, Google is also trying to solve the problems, too. If you think you're the only one out there talking about saving folks and about out there trying to talk about hope, well, there's other people out there doing the same thing. And Google has now decided it's going to take on the big problems. It's Google X Initiative 2.0. They're still working on it. And here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to solve the world's greatest problems by intersecting radical problems with radical solutions with radical technology. That sounds radical, doesn't it? Yeah, we're gonna solve it like we've never solved it before. Now listen, I'm not a technophobe. Okay? I mean, I'm the Lutheran Hour speaker, and our whole goal is to try to get the good news of Jesus Christ out on all these multiple platforms, from television to radio to digital media and all over the place. We're trying to be there to help you get this message out together. So I'm not a technophobe. But if Google thinks it's going to solve the big problems, the problem of sin and its shadows like destroyed relationships, violence and poverty, and all those kinds of things, there already is a radical solution. God in the flesh. There is a story. We talked about it yesterday. We're talking about it today. There already is a story for our families, for our communities, for ourselves. God in the flesh. God born under the law. God in the muck and mire of our sin, overcoming death and the grave and giving us his new life, reconciling the world unto himself and giving us the message of reconciliation. Now that's radical. That's radical. And that's who we are. Faith says it's time to speak. And that's what Paul is driving at in our text. We can speak even more boldly today because we already know the one who holds our future, and so we can be bold about that in the present for the sake of others. So faith says it's time to speak. We believe, therefore we speak. So I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe? All right, well, it's time for you to speak. It's time to testify. Now, having said all this, I'm curious, though, what image kind of comes into your mind when I say, or when Paul says, it's time for you to speak? What's the image that now pops into your mind? Now, we just got back from a Lutheran Hour trip to Germany. Every year we're gonna walk where Jesus walked 1 year, walk where Paul walked 1 year, we're gonna walk where Luther walked. This was the Luther walk year. And see, I think our heritage kind of bequeaths us an answer to that question. So if Paul says, it's time for you to speak, what are you already thinking? You're already thinking of Martin Luther, right? You're thinking about him standing before the emperor and all of his critics and saying what? Here I stand, so help me God. Heroic images, those kind of motivate us. Those challenge us. While we were in Germany too, I think that was the Scottish, if you were watching the news, the Scottish freedom movement was going on at the time, that big vote to leave from England. Did you hear about this? Yeah, okay, just curious. But the name William Wallace came up. Do you remember that name, William Wallace from Braveheart? You know, we love heroic images. We love here I stand images because you were thinking, yeah, we'll stand for something like that. I remember when he made that political here I stand speech in the movie. Do you remember it? He says, fight and you may die, run and you may live. And dying in your bed many years from now, will you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here as young men and tell our enemies they may take our lives, but they will not take our freedom? We love that kind of testimony, don't we? We love to testify like that. The heroic spirit. To speak the truth, defend the faith, be bold about the gospel even to the point of death. And there always is going to be a polemic element to our faith. I'm not discounting that whatsoever. But I don't think that's the spirit of this text. You see, I think that this is a bear your cross for the sake of others type of spirit. You see, when Paul is quoting the psalmist, it's about believing and testifying about this faith in the midst of trial and struggle. And that's what Paul's experiencing with these Corinthians. I mean, they're literally beating him to a pulp in many, many ways. He suffered the ridicule, the rebellion. He suffered as they challenged him, but he hung in there with them. He suffered their ignorance, he suffered their foolishness, and he kept coming with the good news of the gospel to root that faith in their lives. I think that's the spirit of this text. There is a story to tell. There is a powerful word to share. But I think what Paul is saying is, with this spirit, we're not just willing to speak, we're willing to listen and to speak. We're willing to suffer what is necessary to communicate the gospel so that you know that this gospel message is for you, just like it is for us in Jesus. Because that's the kind of gospel message we have. It's a message that doesn't just come in power. It comes with words, water, bread, and wine. It comes in servant form so it can actually come to us in ways we can understand. So God is looking at you saying, I love you this way. It comes that way because we have such a problem with listening, such a problem with hearing and believing. You see, the spirit of faith, I think, in this text is one that communicates the saving good news, the story of Christ, with gentleness, with humility, with perseverance, and with concern. So there is a here I stand confidence. I think that's understood, but there is also a here I sit willingness. There's a here I walk with you, empathy. There's a here I grieve with you, compassion. And a here I keep coming again for you and again for you with a persevering love, because you keep getting into these situations. But I'm here with Christ for you. So here we are, with a word worth hearing, with a spirit that listens so that God can be communicated to a people who need to hear his good news. And I think that's why we gathered here. I think that's why we've gathered in this place these 2 days. But I think we're also here to challenge ourselves. We're here to challenge ourselves with that spirit of faith that is willing to take up whatever challenges are laid against us as God's people to bring the good news of God to the people that we love, to the people that God has brought into our lives. You know, as Luther and I were speaking, I'm kind of jealous of you. I mean that. I keep getting, my position is further and further away from my people. We're going to probably do Luthenauer live. We're probably going to take it out to the streets and start recording it among people because I just don't like just speaking into a microphone. I don't think the word of God was meant to be spoken that way. It's meant to be spoken among his people. And you're close to your people, and I envy that because you're going to go back home and you're going to be able to look at your people in their eyes and talk about this kind of thing. I remember one of my most joyous things was leading my church in Tampa, Brandon, Florida. You know, we had 40 elders, we had 1,000 worshipers, and we were ready to storm the streets of Brandon with the good news of the gospel. I miss those folks. I miss the folks in Los Angeles and in New York City because we are always trying to figure out how to bridge the gospel to languages and cultures from all over the world that just happen to be in our neighborhood. But you get to go home and look your people in the eyes and talk about this. And reach out to the people in the neighborhood and listen to their concerns so that you can bridge the gospel to them as well, to bring good news to folks who are struggling with a lot of bad news in their lives. Cherish that. There is a story to tell. With a spirit that is slow to speak, quick to listen, slow to anger, and quick to service, always considering others as greater than ourselves. So let's today say we're going to be just as dedicated to getting to know our neighborhoods as we are to getting to know the very text of the gospel of Jesus Christ. To be intensely interested in the people he sends into our lives because God loves them. God created them, and God redeemed them, and God privileges us with a ministry to them in his name. There's labor in that kind of love. There's a listened to effort in that kind of speech. And I think that's what Paul is saying. I think that's the spirit of this text. With that spirit, I believe, and I therefore am willing to listen and to speak so that you might know him too. You know, Paul quotes the psalm, and what's amazing, if you go back in that psalm, it starts off by talking about a God who listens to you. In fact, the psalmist says that God himself listened, God heard our cries for mercy, God listened, God responded, God came to his aid. That's just who God is, and that's just who you get to be in his name for others. God is rich in mercy, abundant in grace and willing to condescend even into this world through things we can understand, words, water, bread, and wine, so we know that he is again sharing that good news with us. That's the spirit of faith in this text that allows us to listen and to speak his good news. Now, last thing, I'm not talking about super saints, right? That's not what this text is about. This is about, Paul's talking about it in the context of being a clay pot. So Paul is basically saying, look, we're all clay pots with a treasure that empowers us to share what we have received. There's labor in that love, there's power in that service, and there's life and salvation to all who put their faith in Jesus Christ. With that spirit of faith, I believe. And therefore, I get to listen and to speak. And with that same spirit of faith, you do too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.